This is Akashwani, the news read by Aditi Loomba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the return of Tahavur Rana, an accused in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the Indian government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it will be a great achievement for the country that Tahavur Rana will face a trial in Indian court.
मोदी सरकार का प्रयास है कि जिन लोगों ने भी भारत की जमीन, भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है, वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए। और मैं मानता हूँ राणा की यहाँ वापिस आना ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है।
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. Rana's application against his extradition has been denied by the US Supreme Court. The government has approved the doubling of Tirupati Pakala Katpadi single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati. The centre also cleared the proposal for the construction of 6-lane Zirakpur bypass spreading in Punjab and Haryana with an estimated cost of over 1,878 crore rupees. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the project will reduce travel time and improve connectivity to Himachal Pradesh and National Capital Region. The Cabinet also gave nod to the modernization of command area development and water management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sanchay Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the project will boost water use efficiency, improve productivity and also raise farmer incomes. India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalized in coming weeks. According to the defense sources, out of 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. These fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh on Friday. He will travel to Varanasi and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also hand over Ayushman Vay Vandana cards to the first time benefiting senior citizens over 70 years. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will participate in a public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. He will perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isagar. President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakia counterpart Peter Pellegrini held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks at the presidential palace at Bratislava yesterday. During the meetings, the two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of renowned folk artist Padma Shri Ram Sahai Pandey. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, with his amazing art, dedication and hard work, Ram Sahai Pandey brought international fame to Bundelkhand's folk dance. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 58 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad a short while ago. Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals were all out for only 159 runs in 19.2 overs. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 217 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu, Priyanshu Rajavath and Kiran George sailed into the singles pre-quarterfinals of Badminton Asia Championship at Ningbo in China. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Esther Nurumi Thrivardio of Indonesia by 21-15, 21-19 in opening round of women's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.